American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the worst produced show this side of the Hudson, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me is my right-hand man on my left, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Howdy.
We've got Dogwater Dick and Mr. Baker back in the studio, and happy to have them here. But even better, longtime friends and compatriots, Pushbox!
Yeah!
Before we go any further, I do just want to say one of the first bands that I really got noticed for writing a good review about was Pushbox back in the News and Review back in the 90s?
No.
The aughts.
The 70s.
The aughts.
And then I started this podcast, and now I'm really happy to have you guys here on this show. Because I've been a big fan of yours for almost 20 fucking years.
Has it been that?
Well, it's 2016.
2016. Okay. Yeah, that Wait makes it more than
like
15
since
years.
2001, Fuck, 2002.
It, yeah, we're well into the second decade. Whoops.
So, ladies,
it's more like 14 or 15 years.
I feel it too.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to just right off the bat introduce them all to you. If you don't mind, introduce yourselves to the audience.
Georgia Maestro, lead singer. Playa.
That was lead box. Didn't you get promoted?
Lead box.
Lead box.
I did get promoted.
Autocorrect says her that she's fucking lead box.
Not just box, but box. Lead box.
Longtime friend of the show.
Fucking yeah. A.
Early supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the quiz.
I'm a newcomer.
Exactly.
And yourself, sir. Can you introduce yourself to the crowd?
Michael Grover.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome to the podcast.
Don't label me. Why don't I slide like that? No. Can I get a do-over on that one?
Hey. Hey, how you doing,
don't
Mike?
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. Who's that triangle? Fucking swishy bass player?
Welcome to the Blue Oyster.
Swishy is perfect.
He's swishy.
I am fucking swishy.
And then downstairs we got
Patrick Williams.
How you doing, Patrick?
God, you sound like the kid next door.
Mom,
I'll
take
can I play
compliment.
With Patrick Williams? He lives next door. His mom said it's okay.
Yes, you can.
He's got a slingshot.
Right, exactly.
Like, totally does.
Let's go totally trick-or-treating.
Does. Patrick, do you in fact own a wrist rocket?
I don't.
But he has a metal shop.
In fact, he does.
Could you make one?
I could definitely make one.
do you have rubber tubing and metal at your disposal?
Poor little man.
Yes, in mass amounts.
I lost my virginity to a dude named Patrick.
So
that's exciting.
So
was there rubber tubing involved?
Yeah, no. That was the
metal?
80s. Before it was pre-AIDS.
Was there metal?
Pre-AIDS, when gays could just have sex.
Metal and rubber tubing. Okay.
Excellent.
Wine coolers were involved.
Sure.
Thank you, Bartles and James.
Yeah. Wait, which one?
It was
Bartles
the
and James.
But they're standard, like, ordinary flavor.
Wasn't Bartles the fat guy and James was the tall, skinny one?
The tall, skinny one never talked.
Right.
I just remember being on LSD in the 80s and coming into a 7-Eleven and they had a cardboard cutout and I lost my shit. They're here. They're here.
Can I use your luxurious?
No, except it was the opposite.
Beer popper.
The skinny short one in Penn and Teller doesn't talk, where it's the tall, skinny one.
Well, you're fucking serious. This actually happened.
Yeah, Bartles and James were like two dudes. Like
Orville and Redenbacher.
Like No, that was one guy.
Did they invent the airplane?
Here you go, bitch.
Here you go.
Cheers.
No, but like Herb. Remember Herb?
Pop it on the mic. That was
Herb who didn't like burgers. We'll do it. Or something.
Yeah. What? What are we talking about?
Herb.
Herb. I think it was a Burger King spokesman at one
point. You know.
Nah, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
We visited Herb earlier.
Herb was very boring. He was bald.
He's bald a little bit boring. High right now.
It was a bit of an attempt to go with a Mikey likes it for fast food. It didn't pan out.
Oh.
Fucking Herb.
Great.
All right. So, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pushbox.
Hi.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you again after so many years.
It's been great. It's
You guys have just started playing. How many shows have you played? Just the one or two now? Three, four, five?
A whopping two.
Two. And we're going to be playing our third.
Ooh. Well, we'll save that for later. But let's where are the last two shows at? Where's your debut?
Let's see. We played at Picnic.
That's right.
Nice. Yes.
Caught that.
That was really pretty incredible.
That was fun.
It was like the birthday that I never had, that I wished that I had, that it happened.
Yay.
It actually was my birthday, wasn't
it? And it was his birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Michael Grover's birthday. Mm-hmm.
It's like a fat house party at Picnic.
And it was. I really enjoyed your opener there, the young Stevie.
Stevie Cooper. Oh,
Stevie.
Fantastic.
Recent guest at the Foxy First Fridays.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And she kind of kills it. Yeah. She's a real deal there.
I know.
All young and like you, kind of. Uh-huh. And all like fresh-faced and yet to be jaded against life and hateful.
I try to come fresh faced and yet to be jaded with life every day. Stop it.
That was awesome.
But that was a fun night. That was a real. That was a great. Like, hey, welcome back. Don't call it a comeback. You guys have been here for years.
It was a great back.
Yeah.
Spunk.
Everybody saw that coming. On my back.
Where was the second show?
Over at the Saints.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was fucking cool.
It was
too.
Great.
What do you guys think of that room?
You know,
oh my God.
You say the room, didn't you think it was going to sound like shit in there?
Yeah, but it sounds amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds great. The sound is impeccable.
It does not match the way it looks. I look, I'm like, what the fuck? This
is really
cavernous
impeccable.
And echoey and shitty and it just
sounds
tight.
No,
great
the Saint
room.
Is awesome.
Yeah. Maybe that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Hey, Chewy, no.
It wasn't even there when he fingered your mom.
It must have been recently.
No wonder it was tight.
That was before it was renovated.
Yeah, Chewy's been like everywhere in Reno.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Chewy,
what?
Come on. We're not going to talk
topic,
about
man.
People's moms like that.
Yeah.
So anyways, we played those two shows and they were great. Absolutely great. We've been really well received.
Nice.
Here,
so
back
is it
in town?
Is it permanent now?
Yeah. I think
this
it is.
You're back.
Well, stuck with us.
I think that like we just
back.
I think that we're stuck with each other no matter what we
right.
do is the thing.
Yep.
And
Patrick, how do you feel about this? Are you just standing there waiting for them to not look so you can just run away as fast?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's tried. We can catch him. He can't run that fast.
I'm the socially awkward one.
Fuck, man. And that's so true. When he says shit, he
but
has
so
like
funny.
No volume switch and it's just a whoosh. He waits till everybody's quiet and he says the most inappropriate shit. And I'm like, why are you looking at me? I didn't fucking say it. He did.
Let me just cover you. Cover you. You're good. You're good.
Are you guys all original members?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So.
Was there ever anybody
anyone
else?
Stuck with us. You know, we added a guitar player for a little bit, and we've had guest people come in all over the place.
Ryan Tarver.
Yeah, Ryan
Shut
Tarver.
Up, badass motherfucker.
He's amazing. And then we've also had just, again, like random people. We would pull in this
random
guy.
Random Ryan.
Mike Grover over here would pull in like the most random people just to record for experience.
Yeah.
Experience sake, you know, like I met this bagpiper.
That was cool.
Seriously, he did.
That's actually true.
And like, you know, he recorded like a mariachi band.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did that too.
And
that
I know. So like,
what's she talking about?
And then let's see, my brother who's played accordion and cello and. Keyboards and all sorts of stuff. And my sister.
Andrew,
we just kind of.
Rick,
dope.
Rick now has a semi, just so you all know.
Oh, yeah.
Schaefer.
No,
he's
I'm,
done some guest vocals for us.
I'm waiting for the band that's going to be like, and we got a mariachi section. Yes!
We got
yes,
this!
I love you!
Rick listens to Mexican radio like all
week. All week. All week long.
Radio.
I know.
One.
It's actually nothing like that.
Rick can tell you what your Mexican grandma's listening to.
Yes,
right,
that is what I listen to.
And not only what station it is, but what it's actually saying.
Right.
True that.
Importante.
Excelente.
So yes, we are the three original members. And it actually started off as an open mic, like what the fuck? Who knows? I don't know.
How old were you then?
I was like 19 or 20.
You were underage. Oh, dude.
I was definitely underage. And
I'm going to throw out 19, yeah. Maybe even just barely that.
Yeah.
So what year was that?
It was a while ago.
The century.
I'm not going to talk about years because I don't really like to think in that kind of manner. I just don't think like that.
It was at the dawn of the century. Things are foggy in these depths
things
of time.
Things happened. Mistakes were made. And good mistakes at that.
You, Mr. Baker, were also drinking, possibly underage at my house.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I was of age.
Oh, you were of age? Yeah. Okay.
So that's how it started. It started as an open mic experiment. I was hosting underage at the Zephyr.
Call them out.
well, it's not like they're around really anymore. Well, the Z Bar.
Right.
But that doesn't matter anymore. Nobody's going to get in trouble.
Nope.
So,
statutes of limitation. Statue. Statues.
Statues.
Them statues of limitation, man.
God damn it.
They don't move.
They keep crowding them in on the sides of the road. And it gets all crowded.
Yeah. It's like, who's a mannequin? No, it's a statue. It's not a mannequin. It's
there's
a statue.
Too many damn statues around here.
Statute of Liberty.
It's a declaration.
Hey, wait, no.
Anyway,
Don't laugh. We're going to go look this up at the library.
Right.
Library.
Okay, so that happened.
And eat some strawberries.
And they watched me play it, and they loved me. And that's basically what happened. And then, like, all of a sudden, we're like, oh, let's kind of jam together.
And that was like, awkward as fuck.
But it worked. It was like all of a sudden, like, we were playing, and we were all like, it's like.
Not all.
We're all plugged into the same brain.
But I was about 8 days behind y'all.
But you still plugged in.
Whose brain were you guys plugged into?
George's. No doubt about it.
Like your mom.
And let me ask you about that, too. You guys had that rehearsal studio I came and interviewed you at. It was like some warehouse
garage thing. That
was
the first place.
Pat's place.
Which is right by White Lotus. The home offices of White Lotus.
So Pat's place is by White Lotus.
You got
one of the old ones.
Was this by the river at the time?
Yeah, it was the one by the river.
Yep.
By the Hoagie Hut.
Right.
Oh, wow. When the flood came of 2007 or whatever.
The Great Flood of 2007.
It wasn't that great.
It didn't kill up the fucking helmet.
Yeah,
it really kind of sucked.
The flood of 97.
And at the White Lotus office, the water was about a foot deep. In the office. Fuck. And then they came there. And by the way, we're just downriver from the water treatment facility that overflowed raw sewage into the river.
Hey.
Like, so while you're cleaning that up, keep that in mind. Thank you. It's all the city's poo.
So
Thank you.
Now, do you guys just rent a storage? What was that face
no,
all about?
No, because Pat's business was there. And he does metal fabrication.
To Pat's business.
Tell him what it really is. He makes power snakes, cleans out toilets, so if the fucking shit overflows, call Pat.
Metal fabrication.
Slash.
Do you make giant metal welded art?
Call him a snake.
Wait. I'm asking Pat a serious question. Do you make giant welded metal art?
I do.
Awesome.
Where do you have a name? Do you have somewhere people can look at a portfolio or a gallery?
Well, Armor Metals, mostly on Facebook.
Yay, throw out the random plug there. Armor Metals. Check it out.
If you want to see his work going to pretty much any bar in town, you can see all of his cool ass shit.
Yep.
Wow. Will you make Nazi memorabilia?
Infirmary.
Sure. For the right price.
Swastikas?
Yeah. His specialty.
Nice.
Sieg Kyle.
Can I get a Sieg Heil?
Namaste, namaste. Nazi punks, fuck off.
Namaste.
That's better.
Let's have some music.
Namaste.
Music! What a good idea!
Let's have some damn music.
Gosh.
Who's playing?
Okay. We've invited this band to come by. They're going to
set up
any minute now.
Any minute now they're going to play.
So is this old or new?
This is new.
New.
Fuck yeah.
Called Because I Wanted To.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
In parentheses. Because I Wanted To. Do I need to turn up?
How loud was that? Do it again? Yeah, turn up a little.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I do. It's because I want you to. You ask me why I know the things I know. It's because I want to know. I feel way back when I have the very beginning, and I know it's all for sure. Freedom, and I'll be right next to you. As time falls around us, I breathe in old and new. I let go of what I have done to a better point of view. Cause this is what I do. It's because I wanted to. Because I wanted to. Because I wanted to. Because I wanted to.
Pretty fucking rad.
Damn, that's some jammity jams there. Sorry, I was just mesmerized watching Mikey there.
He rocks so hard because he's not a mortal man.
That was a lot, Mike.
All over the place. So great.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what the... I can't hear shit I'm doing.
Like, I'm looking at that going like, yeah, I learned to play bad. Shit, I gotta play for like 20 years before I get to do that.
Fucking thank you, dude. That's super cool to hear.
He's really, really good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Can't even.
I'm gonna fuck up everything I play from now on because you guys just said that.
Can't even like better than before.
You
maybe
suck.
Even.
No.
Better, yes.
Oh, that was great, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you,
that's you. Still like you guys still.
It's
you
got
still
butt,
sound
butt shaking
like you.
Music. You
it's
know?
New utterances yeah. By the same hive mind.
Did you get everybody dancing over at the Saint or what?
Yeah. We were fucking having a good time.
Yeah, we definitely did. I don't know.
It's picnics hard to get people dancing at.
Oh, it was packed.
It was too packed to dance. Everybody's
right.
just like, you know.
That's right.
And I'm moving my head right now and sticking out my tongue.
She's banging her head, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rolled up there after, I think it was one of my rehearsals for the musical, and it was a pain in the ass to be at that show.
That's what
I mean, like, just as like being somebody in the crowd, like, I, you know, I wanted to see you guys, everybody did, but that was the problem.
Yeah, which is why people should come out to our next show.
God, please, it's fun.
Well, where's that? Yeah, let's actually talk about that now. Where's that going to be?
It is going to be at the Saint.
Hey,
and
now.
So we're headlining this show, and cool. It's going to be awesome. Really, really super.
When is
awesome.
It going to be?
On October 28th.
Ooh, Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Halloween
gig. Nice. I mean, dress up.
That's
dress
a very
up.
Good spot.
It's cool. The band we're playing was Asphalt Socialites.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be having them on in January.
Future guests of the show
yes.
and old friends.
Officer Rob.
Yeah, they're so great.
Right, Officer Rob.
Which I don't want to give anything away, but you might make an appearance on our show.
Ooh.
On October 28th.
Will he be wearing his
at the Saint.
His Navy uniform?
He might be dressed as Chip.
Now I'm intrigued.
Robin is Navy uniform is quite the little sailor boy.
You know? Well, he's got those eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, eyes.
Rick, you know who we're talking about?
Wow, girl, you look like a squirrel.
No. Who are we talking about?
Rob from Russo. Acrylic?
Rob Russo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know Rob.
Yeah.
Robbie.
What?
I'm easily distracted by men.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. And he's a distracting man.
God.
Muscles.
Hate that.
What,
and he's all like talented and thoughtful.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And, like,
it's really nice.
That's the last thing
muscles.
I need.
A nice conversation
muscles?
And straight.
The only thing that makes that better is straight's hotter. The only thing that makes that better is if they're
muscles.
Stupid looking. I love stupid looking.
Oh.
Is he like
muscles.
A big fat guy or what?
No. No, he's like. Dude, he's like really.
He's all chipped.
Well, like, no, you know, like
built.
God
muscles.
Kind of.
I know,
like
chiseled. Muscles. Like that's all I'm saying.
Like Mike?
What?
Like, oh my God. Is her vagina crying
oh, yeah,
or
God.
Is he attractive?
He's a muscle.
She's weeping.
Oh, Lord.
Golden shower action?
Honey. Honey.
All right, so Asphalt Socialites are opening up the show
for Yep, they're going to be warming it up.
And that really, I don't care, you know, what your flavor of who you want to take to bed is, but that's a yummy show all around. There's lots of...
Right.
There's a
right.
Lot
no matter what you're into.
Eye candy going on in that action.
Eye contact?
Eye contact candy.
You must sexualize your rock stars.
Well, that's what rock and roll's all about.
Rule number one. Rock star rule number one. You must sexualize.
It's not rock stars, drugs, and sex. It's sex, drugs, rock and roll.
That's right. Right. Sex comes first. Then the drugs. Then the rock and roll.
Sex.
In that order.
Hey, and as George Clinton said, you know, why, you know, when asked, why did you get into this? Why did you get into
did
music?
Did you say what asked or what asked?
When asked. George Clinton said, oh, for the pussy, man.
Which is why that is an excellent question on the quiz. Has being in a band gotten you any tail, right?
Yeah.
Because usually everybody,
most
80%
people
of people,
no.
Nope.
But the truth is, they're just being very polite and humble.
That's okay.
Because whether or not being in a band, like you playing music, oh,
eventually. I humped your girlfriend.
Right. Eventually.
Never. But never at desk.
But I mean, even with that, nice guys still do finish last. So.
Unless you're in a band.
But if you're a nice guy in a band, you finish way behind anybody else in the band.
Like, are you fucking calling
out
the bass player?
Finish.
That's some bullshit.
What?
You
half
gotta
an
finish.
Hour later.
What?
Right. Rub it out.
Huh?
Pass me that.
Hug it out, rub it out, what?
I just heard band member finishing.
Puff, puff, give.
No.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Spunk.
The juice to let you get loose.
Spunk! Slurping.
Slurping.
You need some of that.
I need some of that. You guys are making me laugh. I don't want to come out my nose barreling whiskey into the microphone.
I've seen him do some really funny things, you know, in life, like...
Oh, yeah.
roll up his face in his car window.
Like Las Vegas Pinkies, 1920. I remember.
1929! At the pool hall.
Man, you're old.
1929.
I was friends with Emperor Norton.
How long have you guys been a band, like, writing new stuff? Like, how long have you been back?
Did we ever stop?
Well, we never really stopped,
I'm going to dovetail Mr. Baker's question
there.
Yes, please. So, Georgia, we know you went off and traipsed around the world finding yourself and your musical greatness. Patrick downstairs continued to hone his own business, the armor metals, and his craftsman shills, skills and business skills.
Exactly.
And chills.
He's a chill.
Gives the host the
chills. His that's chills, yo. That's with a Z. Chills. but you, Captain Underpants, what have you been doing in all this time?
Sharpening my fingertips. For anal.
Whoa.
Wow.
I think that's just his favorite word. Mike?
Sorry, he just kind of spouts his steps sometimes. So,
we should have had this dude on the show a long time ago. Wait till the after party.
Oh yeah. What was that?
It's crazy.
Now what did you do? What did you do? Tell me.
What did I do?
No, in a nutshell, what have you been up to in the last decade?
Eyeglass repair.
All kinds of shit. Yeah,
eyeglass
I do that.
Eyeglass repair.
I do make
anybody who wears
see.
Glasses.
Yeah.
I do.
He repairs their glasses.
I'm fucking
and not
in this
only
room
that,
does.
But he'll make you the most amazing glasses.
For $19.99, call now.
And he's actually made me the swankiest glasses of my entire life.
I did. That was a fucking weird thing.
Of my entire life, I have Carreras? The best sunglasses. I keep them, and I have to have like this habitual thing because they're so amazing.
So that was a Providence thing. Like parts came my way, and it like what?
Ooh, but he's actually very incredible.
Do you
with
make
the
custom
eyewear.
Sunglasses and as yes, well
he
as
does.
Eyeglasses?
Ooh, yeah,
yes,
that makes
he does.
Some sick shit.
He made me the sickest sunglasses. I'm telling you, the
describe
sickest.
These sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, they're vintage.
You have. We are all.
They're
so
vintage,
old.
And they're Carreras.
Old Carreras.
Yeah, old Carreras. Yep.
With aluminum temples.
Holy smokes.
And none of the pieces are from the same pair of glasses. Like the flashing, all it's like eight different fucking amalgamations Ooh. Of sunglasses.
And every time I wear Ooh. These sunglasses, everybody calls me the rock star.
Fuck,
did you hear that note
that
just
note,
get played?
It's like perfect. She hit that with her tuning key. Like,
everybody's like, oh, George is the rock star. I'm like, yeah. Well, it's because.
It was a perfect D.
No noodling.
I like the D.
It's because he made me these amazing Rockstar sunglasses.
You got them with you?
Nope.
Not up here, but
the
downstairs. They're in my purse downstairs because
okay,
I don't ever break them.
Loyalists,
we'll take a
I have to keep them with me.
We'll,
they're amazing.
We'll
yeah, you will have to take a picture
story and let you know if it's true or not.
It is so
cool. I just made that shit up right
we'll
now.
We'll post a picture of her in her.
We do a sign language.
You definitely must because they absolutely get all the attention in the world.
They actually
really
just
do.
Make
I put
up
a pussy
stories all
in
the
it.
Time.
They say Whoa. I probably would have been.
Wait, what's a faggot?
Starting to get fun in here.
I was just trying to make Pat laugh, but I did.
Right.
Pat, where are you?
What's a pussy faggot? Does that draw all the fruit flies to you?
Yeah, but then you don't bang them because you're gay. Because
they're fruit flies and you're
run
gay.
Run away, run away! No, they're the best sunglasses of my life.
Okay.
All right. What else now besides making glasses have you been up to, brother?
A couple died a couple times. I came back, and that's all good. But other shit.
Just like Nikki Six.
Right. Did he die?
Right. Well,
he's got a bigger dick than me, I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah, they had to revive him a couple
times. Tommy Lee.
Because of heroin and
no,
shit.
No, I heard he's like the biggest dick in the fucking band. Tommy Lee fucking
No, he has
deferred.
The biggest dick.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's a dick, too. I've met him. I haven't met him.
And he has a big dick.
I did meet the bass player for another band who was a fucking dick, but I can't mention him. Can I mention him?
If you want.
They're not going to be listening to this, so yeah.
Like
go ahead.
The eight people that listen to this show won't.
Oh, fucking
like,
Brian Wheat from Tesla's a fucking dickhead.
He is a
Amen.
Dick.
He's a dick.
Brian Wheat from Tesla is a dick.
I have not heard great things about many of the people in Tesla.
Yeah, Brian Wheat sucks.
But they're allowed. I mean, they're in Tesla.
I'm groining this
Sacramento's
group.
Own.
I'm groining your group, motherfucker. That means I'm rubbing your
I'm
group.
Join
in my
your
groin.
Group and I'm going to groin it.
Hey, Rick.
Pat yeah. McGroin.
Rick, do you.
Pat,
Dogwater
are you?
Dick, do you remember when Don Geronimo is all pissed off at Tesla.
Oh, fuck, I love that. Good.
What did they do to him?
Some, like, the singer got mad at him because he was...
The singer who's a friend of friends of the show, too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, we'll stop talking about Tesla. That's fucked up.
Don't but there, I do remember there being,
anyways,
like, some
there's
kind
this
of
band
war.
Called Pushbox.
Yeah.
You should hear the lead box,
who?
Girl.
Well, you guys called out the bass player from Tesla.
You could call out the bass player from Pushbox. I won't steal your shit.
So, Georgia, you were gone for a while, and you've been back. How long have you guys been back and writing new songs? This question got dovetailed, but I'm bringing it
they
back.
Have
it.
By dovetail, Rory means we just went off on 10 tangents.
Back, we've been back together probably since, like...
Summer-ish?
Summer. Definitely since summer. Yeah, because summer, we kind of got... reunited, and then everything just kind of fell into place
quickly,
really nice. Quickly, and
sexually.
It was really, yeah, it was.
Was this sudden?
It was instant.
Really,
yeah, it was.
Yeah,
very
it was,
fucking sudden.
It was very sudden. I wasn't expecting it at all because I was off on my own road, on my own journey. I'm gonna be spiritual and amazing.
You're still.
She
doing
could
it.
Take
you're
mom still. Off a trailer hitch.
That's Riku.
Why would you say that?
But then we all got back together, and it was like, wow, holy cow. Let's do this. Do you guys want to play?
You look so excited. You got to see her, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot
she is
see her on
excited.
Our audio podcast. But she's beaming.
She said, holy
her
cow.
Eyes are huge.
Holy Moses. It's like being reunited with two of the parts of my being that have always been a part of me that I like set aside for a little bit and then
your
like,
testicles
we all came back. Well, I don't know if you can remove those.
Right ball, left ball, detachable
penis.
Middle.
Shit. Guess I'm not so
like
so
being...
anyways, I reattached my penis.
Yes.
Whoa.
What?
Conversation keeps taking crazy turns.
You're the dick that holds these two nuts she's, together.
That's yes. right. We've always kind of joked about that too. Actually, yes. We totally have.
Now you're not lead box, you're lead cocks.
No, okay. Lead box and lead cocks. You guys are the lead cocks.
She's ambidextrous.
Okay, sure. So, anyways, I have my two balls back, and now that I have them back, everything feels so much
left.
More complete. And what's been really
metaphor.
Cool is that we've all had our time to grow on our own,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And now we all have our own autonomy. And now we're creating together as a different sort of unit. Unit.
Sexually.
Mature.
Sexually. I have an autonomous unit.
In the best way possible.
Mature.
So each ball
like
real...
over-butted breasts that hang ever so slightly.
Let's just imagine if each ball like realizes own consciousness.
So now, like now your balls have something to bring to the
table. They came back
table.
Together as one full unit.
The ball, the balls are finally bringing something new to the table.
And now we're like, let's do this. And they've
it's
been
fully
really
erect,
fully
ready to
on.
Go.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
and they've
awesome.
Been like really open
fucking
and
messed.
Really receptive and accepting of all of my crazy shit, which is great. I mean, they were before, but even more so now. I guess I don't have to show my crazy as much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, everything she says is just full of innuendos. I love it. Is that intentional, Georgia?
What? Would you call me?
Beam me in.
You can call me G. It'll just make it
easy
for you.
I can't fucking pronounce vowels.
That's not a vowel.
I think it's time for another song.
More music.
Are you sure?
That's the cue.
Do it.
That isn't.
Okay.
Ooh, hey, watch that. Get right behind you there. Yeah. Let's. I put that. I'll hold the Jameson.
I like
over
the
here.
Clinker. You wait. Press that.
That was a good clinking.
I'll keep the Jameson over here so it doesn't get.
Okay. So this song is called "See You in Toledo."
Oh wait, I don't know that one.
Hey.
Oh my God! I cannot fucking
we
believe
know what
that's
means.
Like. Wait. Fucking. We totally. Oh,
wait.
I can't, find it fast enough.
Find it.
You can find it. Find it. Find
Mr.
it. Mr.
Baker
spot.
To the studio.
Here you go.
Call that.
See you in Toledo.
Yeah!
Nice. That's my 4-year-old daughter.
4-year-old
Riku.
See you in Toledo.
She's now 10.
On helium?
No, this is at when she was
that's
little.
When her voice really sounded like that.
Awesome. God.
Can we use that later?
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
Please. It is actually
Riku, you're cool with that, right?
It's like off a cliff.
Hey, it's riding too, actually.
Shut the front door.
Sweetheart. Oh.
So let's try this one out.
Say much. This has turned
That was awesome.
Real dreamy.
Yeah.
Super dreamy.
Dreamy, baby.
That song sucks.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're a child. You have no musical taste whatsoever. You like freaking... I don't even know what you like.
Ah, shit.
The soundtrack to My Little Pony movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded cool.
Why don't you grow up?
Do that more.
Well, that blows dead meat.
Every second of
was
every
that an
day.
Older? Was that an older song or a newer song?
It's actually older.
When did you write that?
Oh, God. TikTok, probably around TikTok. 2007, 2008, I would imagine.
Right on.
Yeah. But we, you know, it's funny because we never played that out very much.
No, I don't think we ever played that live, did we?
Not
was that
very
first
much.
Time we ever did it? Could tell by all the fuck ups I just did. Whoops. Sorry.
A worst little podcast exclusive. Who's
see you in Toledo. See you next
see
Tuesday.
You in Toledo.
I think it was too yeah. It was too tender to play because
have you guys
shit going on.
Have you ever did you guys ever fly on TWA? Did you know they had the best tea? Rick, did you ever try
what
the TWA tea? The TWAT is fantastic.
It's amazing. I like sugar and lemon in mine.
I'll have two cups.
You know, it helps to know if there's open sores if you use the lemon.
Whoa.
Hey.
What kind of car do you drive? Yikes.
CLI Taurus.
One lump.
Rick's Look Around Cafe. Hey now.
You.
Yeah.
Hey now.
You.
Hey now.
And your meal.
Now.
Hey now. Down, Mike.
Go on.
Can't do
it.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
See you in Toledo.
That's great. That was really pretty. I have never heard that before. I enjoyed
yeah,
that song a lot.
Most people have not actually heard that one in
cool.
live person.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, now it's on the internet forever.
Right?
Yeah.
Rad.
And I Rad. Think it's...
Take it back, man. I played like shit on that song. Come on.
Sounded great. I learned a whole bunch just watching.
We'll
you play
fix
that
it in
song.
Post.
He's amazing.
Really? No,
I know. I was watching.
I did.
I
learned stuff by watching you play.
was that you hitting the harmonics?
Yeah.
That was dope,
dude. He's like he's like throwing in this stuff here, and then all of a sudden there's like two or three extra little boom. Like how
off key is fuck.
Where do you have an eighth finger to do that with?
That's the cool part about being in my band. Is that?
Oh,
you know,
I thought that was your third leg.
Like,
yes.
They
he
plug
has
into the push box brain, and the push box brain like knows what to do.
Shut
it's
up,
like
Nick.
This very juicy thing.
Yeah,
juicy is the word.
Absolutely,
juice Sexually. Box.
I am guided. Yes,
Rick, juice box.
Nick,
baby.
Rick, is it time?
Yeah,
it's time.
I agree.
Do you know what it's time for? I think you know what it's time for.
Probably the question time.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all my good friends from Pushbox, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world in which I'm going to ask you a number of important and highly personal questions and then judge you silently on the podcast and the internet forever. Are you ready to play?
He's ready.
Oh, we took the Jameson back.
He's ready to play.
We killed that shit.
Yeah,
we
got some more over here, too, so we're working on it. All right. Your first question. You are on a cross-country road trip buddy movie. What is the name of the celebrity who rides shotgun with you?
Patrick Swayze.
I was going to say Patrick something.
All right. Pat goes with Patrick Swayze. He was the first to pipe up.
Mila Jovovich.
Ooh.
Ooh,
I like that choice.
See?
Do you like it in your face?
Honey, yeah. honey.
Doesn't.
I kind of do.
Yeah, right?
Sperm.
We got to get a drop of her saying, do
Wait,
the curtains
you gotta,
match the drapes?
You got to say.
Oh, that would be good, huh? I got to start taking my notes.
Steve curtains. Yes.
What would your answers to say question be?
Steve Martin.
Mm.
He's good company.
Now, okay. Pre or post acting career?
Oh, fucking pre.
Okay.
No, just the jerk, Steve Martin. If
you're going the wrong way.
I don't care, man.
Well, now he hates like
way.
Acting
What's the wrong
theater.
Way? I slipped, dude. I don't know. It didn't go in, did it? Just the tip.
No, really. When it comes to the banjo, Steve Martin's gone the way of John Malkovich in being John Malkovich when it came with the marionettes and stuff. Yeah.
You want to be a puppeteer? Boom, you're a puppeteer.
There you go. Some Spangler wrench at the plumbing convention. That's where I'm going. That's the Steve Martin.
Pat, downstairs, what was the first rock show you ever went to? The first big concert?
Man, I can't remember their name.
Are you on mic?
I forgot their name. It was a really crappy song. That they have one hit wonder.
80s.
Outfield? Falco.
It was the outfield. Holy crap, it was the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
What song did the outfield sing?
Mike, what did they sing?
Well, they had.
What was the, that what was the one that
we do, Rock Scully?
Yeah.
Josie's on a vacation.
That's
far
it.
Away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Lose Your Love.
Over here.
That's what's called. Lose Your
His
Love.
His band covers that fucking song.
Fuck, man. This guy's a musical fucking library.
Good call, Barry.
Brary.
Strawberry.
You got here.
Strawberries at the library.
We have a beautiful singer in our band, too. We played with Georgia once, but yeah, Margie sings that. And it's really nice to hear a woman.
Oh, yeah, because this is way up
sing.
There.
Yeah.
It's fucking rad.
All right.
I'd like to hear that.
Michael, same question to you. What was the first big rock show concert you ever attended?
UFO? Yeah. UFO.
Was Dio?
Who the fuck is that? Michael Schenker. Come on, UFO. Oh.
Michael Schenker.
Did I go too far back? Ozzy Osbourne?
No, you are taking it pretty far back there, though. Sorry. Yeah, that's in the ancient days.
Oh, no. Dio,
most of our
Dio
listeners don't know anything about
same dudes.
Before Bieber. Georgia.
That was before Bieber.
Bush.
And before Bush. But
Bush was your first concert?
Bush was your first concert.
Are you shitting
with
me?
With Veruca Salt?
Fuzzy was a band.
I was at that show. That was a good show.
I don't think so.
I was
Fuzzy
there.
Was
maybe the
no
one after
hair.
Was Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Give her an extra point. Yeah,
that. Okay. Was that at the dome downtown?
Pioneer.
What's it called? Pioneer?
Pioneer.
I was there too.
Yes,
we were all there. Nick was there too. Chewy was there. We were all there.
I was spanging outside the show.
Oh, dude, I was
spanging outside, but I was too fucked rock to have a ticket.
I was dating the guy who was working at the Pioneer, had this huge penis. And we went and saw that show.
Nick Ramirez, sing a hit by Butthole Surfers, just the one.
I don't mind the sun's on.
Oh, God.
Lately, but, I've been dancing with ceiling fans.
Yeah, that
in
was
through the
hit.
Curtains and out the back gate. Yeah,
Rory, just going deep on that.
If you want to go farther back, he goes like, take me. Mexican caravan downtown. Rio Grande.
That's why
I can score some of that heroin brown.
Is that
brown.
Like
what,
Electric Larry Land?
Yeah. No, that I think that
that's
one's
before
like
before Electric Larry Land.
Or
way before
Hairway to Steven.
Can of worms.
Yeah.
You're fucking sad.
I'm not fucking sorry. That was good.
All right, back to the quiz.
Back to the quiz.
Okay, back to the quiz.
What is your favorite drunk food, Georgia?
Burritos.
See what I
what
mean?
Kind
everything
of
out of her
though.
Mouth. Is that code?
Do you like him wet or dry?
No cheese. No cheese, sir.
No
cheese. No queso. No queso.
Did you fucking me, Bruce?
So we know her
Savoya.
Answer when it comes
Savoya.
To circumcised or not.
Muy Savoya.
Muy Savoya.
No like a lot of onions. What the fuck?
Very onion.
Very onion.
I want
Here's
this very
your
onion.
Very onion.
Michael, what is your favorite drunk food?
Preetza.
Preetza?
What? Preetza?
Preetza.
What's a preetza?
Ever had a preetza?
Is it like a pizza?
Preet sauce.
I got him again.
You shit!
No, fucking Tom is just trying to make my drummer laugh.
Oh my god.
I got him twice. It's like if I get some milk coming out of his nose, it's good.
Pat, where are you?
Preetza.
You feel so far away.
Oh, answer mine.
Did we miss an insert?
Jack in the Box
Pat,
dog
Pat,
tacos.
What is your favorite junk food?
Prick sauce.
Jack in the Box dog tacos.
Yes. Yes.
Chip a little fucking
dog. Those motherfuckers
work.
That's a man too. With a brave asshole. Pat
goes out hard.
Pat, when the bathroom door when you're taking a sit, open or closed?
Closed. I like to read.
It's the one space you can get to be
I like
by yourself.
How he said read.
Read.
He said read.
Read Pornhub articles.
Read.
Read. one.
Michael, when you're taking a sit, is the bathroom door open or closed?
Fuck, dude, I shit in the woods.
No? Okay, there is no door.
That's open.
In the woods.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm
there, that's
all
the matrix
time, he's
answer.
Like, fucking, what is that?
There is no door.
No, I don't shit in the woods. Trees. It's a fucking, that's where you think. That's your throne and all that
oh
kind of shit.
He takes a long time.
I do take a long shit. My legs go numb. I can't feel my feet.
Dude, take your elbows off your knees. That's why you get the longevity.
Right. You get those little red marks and shit.
Yeah, right.
You get off your shit? Goddamn cell phone and read a book.
And wash your hands and your phone.
And your book.
Yeah.
Georgia, bathroom door open or closed?
I am a lady. I do
so
not.
So you leave that shit open. Huh?
I do not do it.
She just doesn't go in there.
I don't even go. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Fart either. Oh, right. Biscuits and freaking rainbows come out of you. Okay.
Rainbows?
In all of history, Georgia, who would you start a fist fight with? Your biscuits and rainbows.
Prince.
Ooh, fuck yeah. That is such a great answer.
See, I could just see him fucking clipping you in the head with his telly. Just pow.
He would be so great.
Fuck
up, he would be so
great. See, we had a king of rock and roll, yeah, and a king of pop, but we had one prince of rock and roll and pop.
Yeah, he's fucking on it.
All right.
Yeah, the soul pop.
You could play.
Michael, in all of history, real figures, no fictional characters, who would you start a fist fight with?
Betsy Ross.
That's a damn good answer too.
In her prime, or at the end of the revolution,
right before the 13th.
Like when
star.
she was still like chopping logs, or when she was sewing.
I don't want to be chopping my logs, so sewing.
Bitch.
Bitch. What's up, girl? What's up, girl? Hey, girl. What's the
That's a nice flag, bitch.
At me, calling me girl.
Shout out to
That's
Phil. Not.
And downstairs, young Patty.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Really? You want to beat up God?
Cool, dude.
Mess that face up even worse.
Well, see, at least start a fight with. I don't know if you could finish that. Patrick, your lover, your brother, or your mother, you are on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
My mother.
Okay.
I like decisive answers.
Give
points for that.
Me too. Yes, yeah.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
Michael, same question to you. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Ass first, my lover.
Even I thought that was gay.
You eat your lover's ass first.
Fuck
okay.
Yeah.
Back to front.
That taint. Went,
back to the front.
That taint as nutritious as you think it is.
You head fills. We go way back.
Georgia, same question to ye.
Brother.
Your brother.
Absolutely.
For sure. He'd be the one to make the big sacrifice.
Yeah. He would.
He's a skinny fella, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of thin.
Yeah.
Not a lot of meat, though. Wouldn't last very long.
That's okay.
Georgia,
she's got two of them.
Put my mother out of misery.
Ow. Where would you haunt upon your death? Where would you haunt?
I would haunt the mountain.
The mountain?
Yeah, there's only one.
Which mountain?
Muhammad's mountain?
Probably.
There's more people on people.
Fuji? Kilimanjaro? All of them?
Ooh, yeah. I want probably all of them.
Ooh, yeah.
I am the mountain lady.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Whoa. Hey, Rick's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
That's uncalled for.
Okay, Chris McCandless.
Yeah, right. What the fuck? I feel like really dissed.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying.
You know, the mountain is a good place to be.
Fucking A.
Right,
there's snow on it.
Mikey,
did you
when you go to the mountain.
Mikey, where would you haunt upon
it.
Your demise?
Fuck, do I gotta haunt somebody? I gotta fuck with people?
Yeah,
where
for this question.
You get to pick. Where would you haunt?
Right out of the shitter, up their fucking asshole like a spider.
Haunt the toilet.
Right in the fucking scrotum.
Which
bastards.
One?
All of every fucking time they took a shit.
Well, all the mountains
you are the
and
toilet
all the
guys.
Toilets are covered.
Right. Don't shit in the mountain, motherfucker.
Bushbox's gonna haunt
just
the world.
Don't shit
really
the
peculiar.
Mountain,
don't ever shit anywhere.
That's the man who has my back.
Right.
No, it's wow. Okay to
don't shit in the mountain. That's right. That's right, bitch.
Can't really top that one.
But not in the toilet, or you're gonna
or
get
the mountain.
That ghost.
There'll be two.
Shit in the prairie.
Number two will be haunting you.
Then I will haunt Mike's butthole. Oh,
so wait, get in line, boy. So, get in line.
So when I'm on the toilet, I get two ghosts for the price of one.
Okay. Cheap thrill.
Let's see. Bat, you're a man of the world. You've probably turned to the internet to appease your primordial instincts. When searching the internet, what are your favorite keywords when you're looking for inspiration to jerk off?
Oh, it's got to have the word midget and clowns.
Wow. Awesome.
Bring in the game.
It's something about the orange nose.
Michael, what are your favorite search to jerk terms?
Suck on my, suck on my big, suck on my big black cock.
BBC.
Pat laughed.
Okay.
That wasn't dude, that wasn't very good,
that's
man. I was
old,
trying hard on that one.
Old,
it's an old reference.
Joke. Yeah.
It's an old drummer joke.
I'm like back in
Georgia got it immediately. I like that.
In the day.
That's not us either. That was somebody else that taught me that shit. None of the drummers. So I'm fucking plagiarizing
so
big black cock jokes.
So moving on. Okay. Georgia. Mm-hmm. Georgia. You've looked at the internet for porn, right?
Admit it.
Not too much.
You have one.
Allegedly.
What did you search out? What were the
Steve
search terms
Buscemi.
You looked up?
Probably snake.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Snake. What does that even mean?
That could go in one of two directions.
That is super fucking intriguing.
Okay. Can I go?
I think she answered the question. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Let's do it. Let's play a song.
If you were being led to a gas chamber by a clown, a comedian in a clown suit, what comedian would you want to lead you to your death? You're being led to like a German gas chamber by a clown.
What the fuck?
Which comedian
Jerry
would
Lewis
you like to be? This is the
inspired question.
This is the premise of a Jerry Lewis movie.
Okay.
That nobody has ever seen.
Literally.
You'll take Jerry. Oh, wow.
She'll take Martin.
Martin.
Oh, and Chevy Chase.
Ooh, Chevy better. Chase is a good one.
All right.
I like that one.
Michael.
Fucking Martin. Steve.
Not Steve Martin. Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'll stick with the white-haired
sticking
man.
Sticking with Steve.
Yeah. It's all. Didn't we have a road trip together? What happened, man?
Pat?
Two popped into my head. Either Dave Attell or Gene Wilder.
Oh!
Ooh,
gotta pick one.
Gotta pick one, though.
Oh, then we'll go with the late, great Gene Wilder.
All right.
Oh, right.
That would be excellent.
He had blue eyes.
That'd be rad.
Because you know his pockets are just full of drugs, too.
Chewy.
Just numb you up, baby. Numb you up.
All right, Nick, we're going to drop over to you. Oh, wait. Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Pat, go.
Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor, Jesus Christ.
She doesn't know who Rip Taylor is.
Rip Taylor! Sprinkle Genie! Come on. That ain't Rip Torn, is it?
She doesn't know his name. But
she's a straight
chick. You never saw Jackass?
She doesn't know who Rip Taylor is.
It's Bloodhound Gang, Rip Taylor.
Don't really have an answer for this one. I'm sorry.
He's like a guy.
Just make up your own.
You can
dot,
pass.
Dot, dot.
Super fucking gay.
Dot, dot, dot.
All right, Jordan.
Okay.
Nick, you go.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oof.
Sorry.
Yeah. Puke or diarrhea?
Puke.
Okay.
Oh, fucking diarrhea. Choro.
Okay, downstairs, Patrick.
Yeah, explosive diarrhea.
Dude, what you saw, remember when I fucking we played out
okay,
at a coyote?
This is why I'm the dick.
Yes.
And they're the balls.
Thanks for that visual.
I will puke
remember?
It up. They'll shit
I do.
It out.
Yeah. Right.
Ding.
Fucking well said.
Ding is right.
Ding. Thank you.
Ding.
All right. Since
Jesus
this is such a
Christ.
Clean and classy show. AIDS
Intimate.
Or cancer?
Oh my god!
Fuck.
Oh my god! What the fuck?
What kills you quicker?
AIDS tastes like pineapple. Cancer, grapefruit.
Oh my god! Mm.
That's
is that
bitter.
Real? Is that real worry?
It's like apples
next.
And oranges.
No, herpes tastes like pineapple.
Next.
AIDS or cancer?
Next song. Next song.
Next. AIDS or cancer?
Yeah.
Answer.
Come on.
Answer.
Cads.
Patrick, you want to sweep this?
Okay, dick cancer.
Oh!
Dick cancer.
I hope you die of ass cancer. You
who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Walrus! Walrus!
Walrus!
Always!
I've been to Mexico a couple
fucking
times.
Like
donkey.
Those Patrick.
I'll say walrus.
Fuck you all. That's why I play bass.
The correct answer was walrus this week. So good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
If
this week.
Oh, Rick has
if
one.
If you had to pick one, would you rather have bad pizza, bad sushi, or bad tacos?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Wow. Bad tacos.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to say that?
Because bad sushi just makes you...
bad pizza.
It's got to be bad pizza.
I'm going to go with bad pizza.
Pizza's better. Probably pizza. I think you're right. Pizza's good.
I've eaten Little Caesars.
Oh, my God.
They could have to go with...
I've eaten bad pizza, and I'm still here.
Yeah. Jack in the Box or bad tacos.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of you picked that as drunk food. So.
Bad sushi might be fucking fatal.
So what about Sting? Sting or the Police?
Oh,
the,
man,
police.
The Police.
Jesus Christ.
Police.
That's
Morrissey or the Smiths?
The Smiths.
Smiths.
Fuck yeah, both of them are better in their bands. Damn, fuck you and your solo career. You're not that important.
Can we think? Oh, Ozzy or
Peter
Black
Gabriel or Genesis?
Oh, actually, Peter Gabriel's way
Genesis.
Better.
Genesis.
Shit, dude, Peter Gabriel rules.
God damn, Peter Gabriel's talented. He made a fucking Earth harp.
I don't know.
That was a good
Earth harp, dude.
He's kind of fat.
What?
Peter Gabriel's
I saw
fat.
I
can't run?
Like,
you did see him. You saw him up. You saw him with Sting.
I don't know. I kind of
Oh, you saw that show?
She did.
Yeah, I did.
Did they do stuff together too?
They did. Like,
did they
but
kiss?
It was like, you know.
Did they make out?
You seem like you're bummed out about
sexually.
It. It was not a good show.
It was not a good show.
Sting my pinner.
I had a couple of good moments.
I thought you'd drinks.
I could shut up.
Is Sting fat like Val Kilmer?
He is fat like Val Kilmer.
Whoa.
No. Shit. Don't ruin it.
No, I didn't want to hear that.
Sorry, but it's the truth.
Really? Whoa.
Sting's fat?
What's the truth? Any more
totally
people?
Disgusting.
People, do you want the truth?
Muscles.
Or do you want like some bullshit?
I want bullshit.
Shit,
these are eldered
statesmen of
the music scene.
Well, you know, you can listen to some other girl called G, because I'm not going to give you that.
Yep.
Okay.
You get some little truth here. That's good.
That's fair.
This rapid fire is fucking crashing and burning. Let's get back to the important ones.
Back to the questions. Oh, Riku.
Circumcised or not?
What? What did that say?
Circumcised or not?
Oh.
What's the lady's preference?
What do you prefer?
Of course, I have to go first. Voiced. Circumcised. It's a little bit easier.
On what?
I disagree, but move on.
And it's rapid fire, please.
And for the
she
gents,
answers the question.
For the gents, it's whether or not you are circumcised.
Yes.
Well, I have had both.
I have had just me. Oh, fucking goddamn. I don't even know where that. Oh, that's so good. Shit. I would go uncut.
Uncut.
That's so terrible. There is a.
Oh wait, no. This is our you.
No, now it's
this
your
is not
dick.
Your
oh, am I?
This is your dick.
Well, not fucking Yiddish, dude. Yeah, that's a language.
You're clipped.
Okay, so bitch, don't fuck with me.
I would just like to point out that the Jews are always clipped.
Yeah.
So
right.
To say you're not Yiddish is
to say you're
you backwards.
Be,
that means that you are uncircumcised.
We're talking about bris, right?
Yeah.
The ceremony.
Yeah. All
I'm Catholic. Fuck it, I'm cut. Yeah, whatever.
But they do it to the Catholics in the hospitals.
Well, you all, Pat.
I'm cut.
Again?
Uncut.
I am cut.
I am cut is what he said.
I am
cut. Right. Well, uncut.
It's very, it's. I think it's far more sanitary.
Gay or ginger? Pat, gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Ginger.
Homophobe. Michael?
I've got red hair on my dick. Don't worry about it. It's all good. I'm both ways.
Ginger. Ginger.
She's a ginger.
God.
You're all a bunch of homophobes.
They
just like redheads a lot.
Except that Michael's actually secretly a gay.
I got one.
A gay.
I know the gays.
If the soundtrack to your life was playing right now, what would the song be playing right now?
It's not a rapid fire question.
That is not.
Oh, that is not rapid fire.
I appreciate your commitment,
something
Mr. Baker.
Speaking up earlier. Okay. Spoken up earlier.
Mine will be a Dio, Stand Up and Shout. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Mine would be, I feel good. I knew that I would now.
Yeah.
I feel good.
And you played for James Brown, didn't you?
I did.
Yep.
You played for James Brown. All right, time out on the quiz. Tell us about James Brown.
Sexually.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Wait, you played for James Brown?
And Robert Plant.
What?
What? Dude, this bitch is.
Are you? Fucking, were you guys on acid or something?
Nope.
Okay, tell me the story.
Nope.
How did this happen?
I have met a few celebrities in my life. Okay, so James Brown, basically, I was with a friend, and he was friends with James Brown's girlfriend. Yeah.
White girl!
That's right. Tommy Ray was her name. And Tommy Ray and my friend Mike and I went up to James Brown's hotel suite. And James Brown in his hotel suite had a grand piano.
Nice. Of course he did.
I thought she was going to say gram of cocaine.
That
well,
may be true
that was
as
secondary.
Well. That may be true, allegedly.
So, anyways, we had dinner and whatnot. And, you know, James Brown's like...
He is an old man.
You know, and the whole time he's like spitting like chicken noodle soup out of his mouth. Uh-huh. You know, it's very much, I'm very intensely mortified.
Yeah, I would be too.
Damn, Norwegian.
Wow, this is great. Yeah, pretty much. And then my friend was like, oh, you know, Mr. Brown, you know, she plays piano and she sings. And he's like, let's hear something. I would like to hear her. And so I was like,
that's
okay.
A rad James.
Damn Norwegian.
It's pretty fucking good. Yeah.
Damn Norwegian. What? That's all you got to say?
Pretty much.
So you played the piano and sang?
So
and
I pretty much, I went and I played piano. And I sang for him.
Did he pay attention or did he just eat soup?
Sing.
like, how coked up was he?
Coke soup.
Right, coke soup.
Soup, soup,
well,
soup,
his
soup,
girlfriend
soup.
Was coked up. I was probably coked up. He was not coked up with us.
Really? Because he wanted to fucking live till tomorrow. I know how the feeling.
So he sat on my left side while I was playing. While I was playing. And I sang. And I was... fucking scared shitless.
Did you? Can you play some just a little fucking bit? Because I don't know the rest of the story.
What did you play?
We're gonna hear it.
I don't even think I can remember it right now.
Come on,
honestly.
You winked at him before you did this.
Well, I was like, well,
who's telling the story, Mike?
I don't really know. Shit. I played for him and I sang for him in his hotel suite, and he was like. I ain't never heard no one do like that before.
He's just thinking I'm surrounded by these white chicks. Like, all excited.
That's pretty.
And basically, I was certainly. Like, holy fuck.
You know, it'd make me feel good if we all got in a hot tub and you play that song.
Probably he would feel good if we got in the hot tub. But I was like, well, Mr. Brown, as I'm mouthing to my friend.
Yes.
No, you should not cuss. You should not cuss in front of Mr. Brown. So keep it clean.
Whoa.
Keep it really clean. I'm like, okay. So I played for him. And I sang. And then he was like, I never heard no one do that shit before.
Red.
Your booty cut.
Hell yeah.
So, you should probably do something with that, but I'm not really sure what. Well, the story goes, he ended up asking me to be one of his backup singers, because I could sing and play and blah, blah, blah.
Sexually.
And then, basically, I told him no.
Good move.
Damn.
Wow.
Fuck off, Jim.
Right.
I was like, you know, I don't know.
Don't mess around with Jim.
Well, there's a lot of other intricacies that most people don't really think about when they're involved in a personal relationship with any kind of rock star.
Yeah, well, dude, then you'd be part of his band.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
So I was like, no, there's a lot of things going on right now for me here. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so very much for the offer. Yeah. But I don't feel that it's the right move for me. So I said no. I said no, Mr. Brown. So
the godfather is sold. On that note, turned him down.
Rick, put the music back on. It's back to the quiz.
Yeah, anyway. I know it's crazy.
Anyway, back to the quiz. Rapid fire questions. Hillary or Trump? Georgia, go.
You know what? I like to lick my own pussy.
Michael, go.
Fucking Gary Johnson, get a clue.
And Patrick, go.
Hillary.
All right. Oh.
I got one. Robert Plant or James Brown?
Oh, shit. That's dang hard. Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Dang ring.
I'm sorry.
See, I always go with the Robert Plant.
Oh, my God.
Kind of
well, I meant both of them.
I know. That's why I asked a question.
At the same time, that like an Eiffel Tower. No,
man. See, because one will exist and one will not exist. So you'd have to.
Probably Robert Plant, because you know what? He's got like the spiritual soul who wants to live on forever. James Brown.
Fuck, that's a tough choice, is it
that's
not?
That's fucked up.
I know.
That's like neutral.
Would
shit.
You have it's Robert Plant without James Brown? Questions ever.
Am I doing them?
here's the thing about rapid fire, Georgia.
All right, moving on. You just got all the points right there, Mike. You can try to hopefully come up with some of those points.
I can't top that. I'm a sloppy bottom.
You going Plant? Plant or Brown?
Fucking James Brown, Jesus Christ, come on. He's not an imitator.
Patrick?
I'll go James Brown.
Okay, right. Shit.
Fucking rhythm section stepping up.
Well, I know.
Oh,
Star Trek or Star Wars?
All right. Wrapping it up.
How many fucking episodes of Star Trek were actually...
I didn't like the last one.
Like 1,000?
No. Oh,
like 1,000?
No, it's not.
What was your answer, George? I missed it over everybody else talking. Star Trek. Okay.
I think they had fucking three seasons. Star Wars.
Even though I did not like the last movie very much, they had some good movies. And the last Star Wars movies? That's
Shere Khan.
Have been crap.
I think that's fucking Jungle Book, isn't
it? Okay. And Pat downstairs, Star Trek or Star Wars?
I'll go with the new Star Trek.
The new start, like TNG or Enterprise.
We're
that
talking
kind of
about
stuff.
The new movie.
Oh,
movie.
Oh,
or
Enterprise.
The new reboot movie.
Oh, yeah, the reboot.
The J.J. Abrams stuff. Okay, gotcha.
It's good. DC director. I'll go with that.
Oh, shit.
No, what? Oh, Star Wars or Star Trek? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Fucking Star Wars. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you already
oh,
said that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beatles or Elvis? Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis or the Beatles.
Beatles.
Downstairs?
Beatles.
Three Beatles.
They are,
okay.
They are unified.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go Ozzy or Dio.
Ozzy. I love Ozzy.
Ozzy's still alive. Fuck that. Ronnie James.
Nice.
Oh, you
rest
dick.
In peace, Ronnie.
You right. Big cock.
Right. Thank you.
Rory's got
Jim
one.
Jim Morrison or Jim Croce?
That's
yeah.
Actually hard.
That right.
Don't mess around with Jim.
I don't want either one.
Just, comes back around.
Call back.
Haynes Michael's
really
face
know.
Here.
So, back around again. I have an answer.
Jim Croce.
James Brown.
There you go. I'll go Jimmy Brown too. But the Cleveland Jim Brown.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Turn it into sports. Right, Patrick. Right.
Bad Leroy Brown.
It was the question was Morrison or what was it?
Jim Morrison Croce. Or Jim Croce?
Right.
Jim Croce.
Croce. Okay. Who the fuck is Jim Croce?
Whoa, oh,
bad,
shit.
Bad
Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than a old King Kong. And meaner than a junkyard dog.
Got a raisin in his shoe. That's what I thought. That was a raisin in your shoe going to do? Oh, razor.
Right.
Like
he's
a razor.
He's got like a straight razor down. A straight razor and a razor.
I
still say a raisin.
Can't this be over?
Way down the
yes.
Oh,
we're not going to do the big question because it's not going to work.
Can this be over,
it's not
gonna work.
Please?
It
doesn't work.
All right.
It doesn't work this week.
All right. I'm going to add up the scores here. And surprisingly, in a dark horse victory, Patrick wins the quiz.
Yay! As he should.
Yay!
As he should.
He always
job.
Wins. Oh, yeah.
Fucking A.
Well, he's the talent.
Oh, absolutely.
We has a falsetto like you would not believe.
The looks. He's the hottie in the band.
Hell yeah.
Take his shirt off. He's fucking ridiculous. The fucking dude's
a muscles.
Don't think we didn't notice.
Pass the fucking
Listen to Rick here. Don't think I didn't notice.
Don't think we didn't.
He tries to hide him and shit doesn't work.
All right, Georgia needs to pee. I guess we could go talk about.
I told you, didn't I?
Was I supposed to be quiet about that? Funny thing is, that's why Nick just left the room. So,
so it's just me and Rory.
Well, we'll hang out and talk a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody who's been coming out to Silence the Musical. We are in. If you're listening right now, we are in the middle of our final week. It's an oversold run. Every night we've sold out. We've had too many people in the house, so we had to put out extra chairs all the time. If you think you can, if you want to hang out and wait and think you could try for tickets, show up at 7 o'clock. No guarantee. You can be on a waiting list and standing room only kind of thing.
What's the capacity for that venue?
Less than the amount of people that will be there if you try to get inside of it.
Oh!
Hey, yeah, so.
Whose Zippo was that? That sounded cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's totally me.
That's the sound of Rick completing.
But he just talked about the capacity and it made me go,
no capacity.
So
we've been having a great run, a lot of great appreciative audiences, except for that one night, and you know who you are, you assholes.
I hate them.
I'm kidding. We've had a really good time down at the show, so thank you all very much. There's a bunch of great shit going on in town over the holiday weekend. We've got the zombie crawl coming up this weekend here on Saturday night, if you're not making it to Silence. It's a little earlier this year, but they're also doing their big like zombie run thing, I believe, as well, because they do that healthy running thing along with drinking heavily at night. But
drinking and running in the dark, what a great idea! If only we could add costumes to that.
The weather's changing. Things are getting crazy. There's a lot of great shows happening here in the next couple weeks in Reno. A lot of costume stuff. Please, please, please be safe out there. Walk everywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Wear a condom while you're out there.
Wow. Yeah, if you're going to do it, wear a condom. And like Chewie says, if you're going to be working with wood or...
Wear three condoms.
I'm a woodworker.
I'm hoping to work with wood later.
Wear gloves and wear goggles, safety goggles.
Wear safety goggles and three condoms, guys, when you're going out there.
You're bald like it's that way.
Ladies, make sure you keep all orange hands away from your boudoir and dip it in bleach every night.
Cry your vagina to sleep.
Dip it in bleach, yep.
And if you're hearing this on Thursday the 20th and when it's supposed to come out... Come down to Jub Jub's and check out Dressy Bessie and Roxy Collie.
Oh, that's
that?
Right.
Whoa. Talk about that for a second. Yes? What the fuck is that?
Two bands with females, leads. And
females.
Female Especially leads, just like your band.
Little lead box.
Margie Ford of Roxy Collie.
Hey. That's right. Anyway, yeah. 8 o'clock, Jub Jub.
Who's Dressy Bessie?
Maybe 9, more like 9 o'clock.
Who's Dressy Bessie?
Margie Ford is the shit.
Dressy Bessie, I think they're on tour from either Portland or the Bay Area or something. I don't know. I didn't really do my homework on it, but we're opening up for them. So if you come see me and say hi, and maybe I'll buy you a drink.
I'm gonna hold you to that shit too.
Yeah, I'll buy you a drink. Come on over.
Later we'll have some fucking pie. I don't like that
Margie,
kind of pie. That's
Margie
creepy
is so
and
cool.
gross.
She's so awesome. Margie, I love you.
Also, I love you too, Margie.
She's really great.
Also, Friday night here, please go check out The Jungle, where we're going to have Todd Ballow and Jolie Rector, good friends of the show.
Yeah. Nice.
They're going to be there Friday night, 8 to 10. And then all sorts of Halloween stuff throughout the next week.
Right. They were previously on the show, so you could hear what they sound like, right?
Very recently on the show.
And she's a dirty birdie, so go see her because she's
hot.
Yeah, she's hot and like
dirty,
and like just foul mouthed girl.
Yeah,
bitch.
Like really sexy, foul mouth. Really like yeah, God. Kathleen Turner. Kathleen Turner in
That's
in
kind of a
serial
voice.
Mom.
Kathleen
sexy.
Turner romancing the star.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
or on the other side of the spectrum, like that one movie where Jennifer Aniston like talks all dirty after like a lifetime of never talking dirty.
Bitch.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good shit. You should check it out.
I'm a dentist.
That sounds good.
It's a fun weekend happening, Reno.
Yay!
Get out and do shit.
Let's remind the audience, when's your next show?
October 28th.
Yeah, the following weekend.
At the Saint with the Asphalt Socialites.
Yep.
Right.
Ooh, sexy, sexy show.
Is that a free show or is it going to be a $5
cover? It's
free.
Cover? It's free. Ooh. Just buy a lot of drinks.
Come on down. We're giving it away.
The Saint is so awesome like that. We went to Vague Choir the other night. That was free.
Was amazing.
Jason Thomas. Oh my God. Yeah. Marcus Mayhall. Who's the fucking guitar player for that band? And he
Eric, sings. Mark Ernest.
Jesus Christ.
Mark Ernest. You don't know Mark?
Ernest!
No.
Of course
fuck.
We do. God. Mark you, Ernest, like,
bring it
he,
back.
Like,
oh,
took
shit.
Our, like,
yes.
First photographs of ourselves.
Yes. Oh, my God. He had to bring it back around again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mark Ernest, he, like, took the very first
badass
photographs of Pushbox.
It was a fucking
really
yeah,
cool
long,
show.
Long time,
I was there with the Rowers.
Long time Reno journalist and rock star, Mark
That's
Ernest.
That's right.
Yeah. And he's fucking, he controls shit and he's good.
Yes,
that was a great show.
Fuck. We've known each other for a long time, folks. Right. I sure love you, Reno
shit.
Music
yeah
scene.
Yeah. Thanks for man. Yes, man. Hell yes.
And that one bitch on your magnet.
Divine.
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 The holy lady, our patron saint of dog shit.
You should play the end.
Do you guys want to double down on it?
More music.
Do a couple for us before
yeah.
And
the
then
end
we'll
or
get
the,
going?
The light and shadow.
Yeah, do you want to do two songs?
I will fuck Light and Shadow up, but it's such a beautiful song.
I know.
I'll tell you what. If I start to fuck up...
You're going to fuck up.
No, I'll just turn the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? I'll just...
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to fuck up. Don't worry about it.
Whatever.
He's like, just do it!
So,
all right.
Before we get to the music, I would just like to say four... Dogwater Studios, Dogwater Dick, the interns, Nick, Chewy, and everybody.
Mr. Baker is not an intern anymore.
All right, Mr.
He's an
Baker.
Associate.
Sorry, one of the associates.
Fuck that cat.
All of Internet's us dumb here. Shits here at Dogwater Studios and the band Pushbox. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you that life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
It's just the water makes me wet. It's just the water, the closer that I get. It's just the way I see an ocean view. And it will always take away from you. It's just the water that makes me wet. The closer that I get makes me wanna jump right in. Place your bets. You can get wet. You can get wet. If you want to come down to the lake, go ahead. Please bring some bait. Bring your bait. Bring your bait. If you want to go and jump in, you can go ahead. But you have to know how to swim. You have to know how to swim. You have to know how. Makes me wanna swim. Makes me
With the poor people is a waste of time. Only the rich should be allowed to live.
Dogwater Studios.
Am I living in hell? Is that it? Have I gone straight to hell?
No.